Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, three of those set to be honoured with a doctorate degree from the University of Galway today have withdrawn their awards over concerns with the university's links to an Israeli technology institute. And one of those people is filmmaker Margot Harkin, and she joins me on the line. Now, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Was there a key piece of information about that university's partnership that ultimately led you to withdraw, Margot?
Hi, nice to talk to you. Well, yeah, you know what? I just want to say that I was absolutely delighted to be offered an honor degree. Back on the 11th of August, I think, was the new president, David Byrne, phoned me up, and I didn't believe him, but when he made it clear he was genuine, I was delighted. And then I was very busy because I had a major retrospective of my work and didn't really pay much more heed. But yeah, I became aware that Margaretha D'Arcy and Leah Doolan, who had been given honorary doctorates, had handed theirs back because of this involvement with the Israeli Institute of Technology called Technion. And I began to look into it, and there is a group on the campus comprised of many of the staff and students called Campus Campaign Against Genocide Coalition, the Campus Campaign Against Genocide Coalition. And they forwarded me a document, and it's very clear that Technion's involvement is far beyond what the university has claimed it's involved in. It's involved in this Asterix project, which is about extracting hydrogen from seawater. But Technion is self-described as a breeding ground for Israel's top engineers. They train future military leaders, and they specialise in the development of tank and drone technologies, which are used to kill tens of thousands of Palestinians. And it's responsible for the D9 bulldozer, which destroys Palestinian homes in the West Bank, as we know. And we also know that bulldozers are known to have bulldozed over live children, buried them, and bulldozed over them. I mean, there are horrific stories coming out.
Yeah, and they are. But you've said that human rights should override the contract law, which is clearly in place between the universities. And critics will argue that, you know, withdrawing from research partnerships like this is more symbolic than impactful, and has an impact on the students here who are involved in those projects.
Sorry, I didn't get your question properly. It would have an impact if they were involved. Well, listen, you know what? That's true. But I'm saying to them, take the hit. I don't know the legal argument, actually. It's just been suggested to me that there is it's arguable that they can overcome the contract law, which they're not even telling us properly what was involved in the human rights impact assessment. I think it was the coalition actually had to file for private information and freedom of information, I mean to say, and they discovered that contract law was maybe being cited. But I don't know the detail of that. I just think, take the hit. Why would you put money over the lives of, you know, thousands of people? There was a report that came out today by the German Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research, and they estimate that over 100,000 people have been killed in the current genocide, and that's not even mentioning the woundings, the dreadful, brutal woundings, especially of children. So, I just believe the moral argument is the one that you should be pursuing here, especially since the university houses the amazing Institute for Human Rights, or Centre for Human Rights, I should say, to be correct. And, you know, it's noted for that, and that's why I was personally involved with them whenever I was doing my programme about Stolen, about the mother and baby institutions. That's what attracted me. And now I discovered that, yes, they're involved. And fights for human rights, campaigns for human rights, and yet they take money from this institute, which is, you know, one of the worst violators of human rights.
Okay, so I just want to bring the listeners here of News Talk a statement from Professor Byrne from the university. He said, "We respect the decision of other nominees not to participate today. Discussion and debate are the cornerstone of university life, and we are committed to finding a way forward with our community." My thanks to Mairg O'Harrigan for joining us on that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.